On this, America's birthday, WDRC presents proudly 776, 7 minutes, 76 seconds, 200 years of America's history.
In the year 1775, the British colonies along the Atlantic seaboard separated themselves from their mother country.
And on April 19th of that same year, in the town of Lexington, Massachusetts, an historic shot was fired.
It has since been immortalized as the shot heard round the world. This was the beginning of this nation's fight for independence.
The American War for Independence had begun. The colonists spread the word to their Whig elements, and they immediately responded to the alarm.
In a few days, some 16,000 townsmen gathered together to form the nucleus of the colonial forces that would carry the war.
Gage had been stopped at Lexington thanks to the warning made by the famous ride of Paul Revere, who was assisted by Mr. William Dawes.
It was at this time the Continental Congress, acting on behalf of the 13 colonies, appointed a young man from Virginia by the name of George Washington, commander-in-chief of the colonial forces.
The right of life and liberty and pursuit of happiness is a right that God has given all good men. These were the words that colonies were shouting.
Mr. Secretary, is the declaration ready to be signed?
It is.
Very well. Call the roll.
New Hampshire, Dr. Josiah Bartlett. Massachusetts, Mr. John Adams. Rhode Island, Mr. Stephen Hopkins. Connecticut, Mr. Roger Sherman.
On July 4th, 1776, 56 men representing the 13 colonies put their name at the bottom of a document written by 32-year-old Thomas Jefferson, which formally notified the King of Britain that they were declaring their independence as the United States of America. Thus, freedom was born, but the road of life was to be long and difficult.
Mr. Samuel Chase.
Existence, the permanent government of the Confederate States.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created.
The world must be made safe for democracy.
Over there, send the word over there, that the Yanks...
If the market takes another slump, I know thousands and thousands of married men who will have to leave their sweethearts and go back to their wives.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
I only wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to witness this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United
States. The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans.
These proceedings are closed.
Without warning and without provocation, communist forces of the North launched a coordinated full-scale assault on the Republic of Korea.
They want to be absolutely sure that everything is being done for American boys under fire in Korea. And they want, above all else, to know that the best minds in America are doing everything possible to bring an honorable end
to the war.
Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
Car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, Spread Eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
No one, no matter where he lives or what he does, can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say, why not?
I look at the confusion in this hall and watch on television the turmoil and violence.
I'm standing in what is virtually the center of Cholon, Saigon's Chinatown. A building on one corner has been occupied by the Viet Cong. They apparently moved in there during the night.
We are caught in war wanting peace. We're torn by division wanting unity. We see around us empty lives wanting fulfillment. We see tasks.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We find ourselves reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
With history the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking his blessing and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own.
Happy birthday, America. Light the candles, let them glow. It's your birthday, America, born 200 years ago. My, how big you've grown, America, since your fathers had that dream. In their hearts, you were a hope then. In their eyes, just but a gleam. I've a gift for you, America, all wrapped, red, white, and blue. It's my pledge to you, America, that I will always cherish you.